Okay, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. And we have a 1:30 agenda item, and it's an action item. Consider application for cancellation of property taxes for the Assembly of God Church of Caldwell. So, Brian, either you or your staff, you want to make a short narrative of this application and what your office knows about it?
Chairman Holton, Commissioners, this is a hardship application from Domes Church. And we received information that they were no longer using the facility as a church back in 2000, or during the time period where we would have been following a exemption application and stuff like that, preparing them for 2025. We actually toured it yesterday, and they're still using portions of it today. So if there wasn't miscommunication and they'd received an application and returned it, I would assume that they would have received an exemption for most of the property up there. There's a place that's been rented out for dump trailers. It's the furthest. There's two pieces. It's the furthest to the east. It's the smaller parcel. And then there is a cell tower site. So in our opinion, it would have been exempt except for those two pieces. But we didn't send them an application because we were under the pressure they weren't using it anymore as a church. And they didn't open their assessment notice. Once they got their tax bill, then they received a full value tax bill.
Right. Chairman?
Yes.
I want to say this back. You're saying that they would have received exemption from property tax if they had applied for it?
If they had applied for it, we would have likely recommended an exemption.
But we're also... Right, but we're also saying that the assessor's office did not send an application for property tax as they have done historically.
That is correct. Yep.
So the application in my packet that I received, sorry about the microphone, says Canyon County business/nonprofit application for cancellation of property taxes. Doesn't say anything about a hardship. It does say within the bottom part of the paragraph. Is that our standard form that we're currently?
Is this the recent form?
We had several come in and then the form changed. So I'm not sure if this is on the new form, the old form.
So we send the form to them?
Not this form.
No, the exemption form?
Yes, my office, Helena, actually, everybody that receives an exemption the year before. Correct me if I'm wrong. Actually, would you explain it? Because then,
yeah, if they received an exemption the prior year, we generally send out a courtesy application. It's not required. Normally, if we receive information that it's not being used or if it's up for sale or whatever, we don't send one. So yes, we generally do send them.
Yeah,
if it's a new exemption, they have to request it from us. We don't just send them.
So I'm going to assume that it causes less problems because we send the courtesy application than them being responsible adults, knowing that they've got to do it on their own anyways.
Chairman?
Yes.
How much does that cost?
I appreciate the question and the discussion, but I believe that the county should follow through where there's been an on-site visit and they have information that says this would have qualified. There was an assumption that they would not or did not qualify because the property was under contract. They have been they're in a contractual agreement with property on another site or another building, something like that. But I see that the county has potentially some culpability for not having sent that. I understand the argument, but I think there's exposure there that we need to cover.
Mr. Chairman, yes. What did we go through with them last year? Didn't we do something similar to this with them?
Not for this. Chairman Holt, Commissioner Brooks, no, not for this church.
This isn't the same. I thought we did this last year with them where they didn't apply for something.
The first we had heard from this church last year was after they had received their tax bills. So end of December, maybe even the beginning of January this year.
So that's why it feels like last year.
Mm-hmm. There were a number of organizations that did not turn in their applications timely last year.
So this is not the same church that is selling this property and buying another one that is almost the exact same value?
Yes.
That's, you're telling me that's within the last 6 months?
Yes.
Yeah.
Time passes quickly when one's out.
Referring to Commissioner Brooks, I thought the same, but this didn't sound like one of the churches that missed the deadline last year and we're dealing with it, which was the Domes.
Yeah, they didn't miss it. They just, within the communication exchange, we didn't send them an application because it sounded like they weren't using the church anymore. And then somebody didn't open an assessment notice. And then once they got the tax bill, singing amount due, that's when they started contacting us.
Yeah. I guess I would take a different point of view than Commissioner Van Beek. If we're doing something that is a courtesy, it is only as a courtesy. It is not as a mandate. And I'm not going to open the liability of the county because we do a courtesy. And the way they explained it to me is what I heard them say was that if there's no change of use that they're aware of, no change of property, they do what they did last year. They send out a courtesy. But we were aware that the property had all, for all intents and purposes, the appearance of not being used. On a Sunday, there was no vehicles in the parking lot. And my understanding last fall was that it was for sale. They were already on their website showing a different location that they were meeting. And when I asked specifically about it, one of the staff members still has an office that he uses inside the building. That does not qualify. And that's not for full intents and purposes the use of this building. It hadn't been the historical use of this building. So there was a change in use. And if you went on their website, you were not directed to this building. You were directed to another facility. So it's the burden within this request still goes back to the applicant. And I don't see that they've, for this commissioner, have met the minimum requirements to demonstrate their hardship or their place where they find themselves, because for decades they've had this property and used it as a religious organization and received the tax deferment. So they continue to hold the property, but they're using a different. And why they slept at the wheel and didn't send this in, then it would have been an issue for them to determine what kind of quote-unquote use there was. But where it stood from last year till we received this, I still don't see that there's anything significantly different that would say to me that I could defend the county about a like applicant that might come in the future that I chose to let them buy on this. I would have to let somebody else buy on something else. It opens Pandora's box.
Chairman, can I respond to that?
Sure.
The assessor, and this is his area of expertise, and I think his team does a good job, but he's stated on the record that this property would qualify, and that if they had sent the application like they do as a courtesy for other people. Was there an on-site inspection last year, or is this the first time people have been boots on the ground to see?
It was locked up when we tried to look at it.
See, the other times we tried to visit a church property, it was all locked up. You couldn't gain access. It was, when I drove by this property on the freeway, when there was snow on the ground, there were no tracks. Very telling.
But Chairman, we're still not the assessor's office, and if he says it qualifies, then I find that there's tension and conflict between his job as the assessor in evaluating what qualifies and our position that there's a missed courtesy application. And somewhere in all of this, I think there needs to be, because we've had more churches this year than any year I remember, saying that there's a misstep in communication somewhere. I don't know. I don't know how to fix that. That's not my job to fix that. But I think that we need to make it clear, or more clear, for these entities that would otherwise qualify. We would not have received tax income from this property, and we don't know. That's a question we can't answer. Would they have filled it out? I don't know. Maybe. And then they would have qualified. I think the right thing to do is to grant this and then let them know. And it's not, it may be a moot point next year because the property might in fact be sold and under a different purpose. But
so, Chairman Holm, this is what might be familiar to you as well as, so this is a tax cancellation request for 2024. I believe that their statement that they used it through the end of April in 2024, which is after the original lien date for this group of taxes, is true. As much stuff as was in the facility still yesterday when we toured it, and they were using for sure one of the domes and had offices, a couple offices in the other one, plus it's multi-tiered. They had some stuff still up in the top. And then you did also send them an application for 2025. So it would be fresh in your mind for the 2025 application that you all reviewed a month or so ago. And after that hearing, I got the impression that you would like us to have a physical on-site tour. So that's what we did yesterday. And that's kind of where some of the information that we're recommending for the 2024. We're not recommending. I'm telling you what I believe would have happened if they would have filled out an application in 2024.
Okay. Let's see you, Commissioner Brooks.
Well, Mr. Chairman, the last time I was presented with this, I made the offer to split a 50-50 and be done with it, so I guess if I am going to remain consistent, I would do that. Because I can easily make the argument that they should know better, having been there probably longer than I've been alive, to take care of this. But with the chaos that they have going on and everything else, getting used to receiving a courtesy mailing to fill out the application and whatnot.
Chairman, can I reply to that? And I appreciate Commissioner Brooks' position. It was Commissioner Brooks and I that were in the last public hearing where it was a different situation, I think, than what this is. And my statement in that is still the same thing that I'm going to say today is, I believe that a faith-based community adds value to the community, and I am not here to penalize. I believe people should follow through, but I believe that they're still, the fact that they're, as Commissioner Brooks said, in transit and trying to move and have negotiated deals happening that we didn't get there on site, that to me is not a factor in this because they validated in yesterday's tour. They are still using this in a way that would qualify for an exemption with the exception of the dump trailer and the cell phone tower. I still think that this deserves the full exemption because it qualifies, and we did not send it, which is an out-of-order process for what we normally do.
still would point out that the reason why we didn't send it is because there was a change of use.
That's
so we can their application is for full. They make no secondary offer. So
and we didn't have secondary offers on the other one. They
did you have people here that were voicing their opinion and negotiating?
Commissioner Brooks, that was his thing.
Mr. Chairman, I ran that meeting. I short-circuited the entire thing by making the offer right out of the gate, so we didn't have to hear anybody.
I see.
I didn't want to go down that road.
I see. All right.
And Commissioner Van Beek took my offer, so.
Commissioners, would it help if we invited the pastor and he...
Not for this commissioner, Mr. Chairman.
No. And again, the only reason I would say yes is because we allowed the other people, the other applicants for their churches, they were allowed to speak. That is on the record. And so to not allow someone to speak is not the same process that we used.
What?
There's... And this decision is up to you three. It's not apparent that most of the time when you drive by that it's not warm and welcoming like most facilities. It almost looks like a construction fence that they've put around the outside to secure it. It's up kind of dead end by itself, so... you know, we've got a photo of the chain link fence. I drove by it once. It was all locked up. But there was 12 or 15 people there having a prayer service essentially yesterday. And,
some
you know,
sort of meeting.
Yeah, so it gets used still today.
And, Chairman, I would submit also that I don't know if this follows the land use, but we're not allowed to drive by property that is coming as a decision before the board. So that would be information you'd have to toss, because if it's the same, then you're influencing and biasing a decision based on site inspections that we really aren't supposed to be doing.
This is entirely different than a land use issue per se. So, good point, but I wouldn't agree with that.
Well, and I would, I guess, want, it's a secondary factor, but.
Well, somebody make a motion. We'll see where we can get.
Chairman, I move that the board grants the tax exemption under 602 B, correct? Just on a hardship, that we grant the hardship for the application as presented for cancellation of taxes.
Is there a second?
No.
No. Motion dies for lack of a second. Is there another motion?
Mr. Chairman, will you entertain any partial, even though they didn't apply for it?
I was the chairman of the board of a nonprofit for 31 years. We made darn sure we got our tax exemption in. I cannot, in my reality, comprehend missing that, especially if you knew your property was worth millions of dollars. So I personally can't.
Chairman.
That's my life experience.
Can I ask again to state what, is it $23,000? Is that what it is that's the taxes due?
Approximately as of today, yes.
Okay. And how much of that is penalty and interest, or is there any?
Yes, there is penalty and interest. I don't have the breakdown of the exact policy. 5-7. Probably about $750 in penalty and interest over the two accounts since December.
Okay, and so you'd take the $23,000, and that, okay. Chairman, I move that we grant a tax exemption for 50% of the taxes and that we waive the $750 in principal and interest.
can I help modify that? So, because there's two parcels. Looking at 02657, which is the easternmost property. That's the smaller one that was used by the trailer. So you're looking at waiving penalty and interest on that one, but leaving the tax amount.
Uh-huh.
And then on parcel 02653, you're looking at reducing. So we're going to put value, $50,000 worth of value, leave that at full tax, because that would have been normal anyways. And then you're going to cut 50% of the tax due on the rest of the value and waive penalty and interest.
Chairman Hull, that's
a long way to say what you just
put. Yeah, thank you. I'll amend my motion because there really are three different pieces on this. So it's parcel 02657. Waive the penalty and interest, pay taxes on the parcel as assessed. 02653 is to pay the full amount of the tax and then 50% of tax on the parcel that was assessed.
So backwards, 100% on the cell tower location, which is $50,000 worth of value.
Okay.
And then 50% of the tax on the rest of the value.
Okay, and I apologize that there's a lot of numbers and a lot of information here. So thank you for being here, Treasurer. We could clarify that, but I will adopt and amend my motion for that.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing your staff and helping us wrestle through that.
You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Do we need a break in the record to take up
let's do that.
Alcoholic beverage transfer license that we missed earlier?
Yeah, let's recess for a minute so we can have a verbal break. Thanks.